This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Martin Bozma, Nine Van Strydonk, and Abby Cole, for their support in making this series possible.
The Creator, written and read by James Barbarossa. Sodden trudge I through the painful memories and brutal rainfall, deafened by the ghostly choir of winds with mournful baritone. Here I gruel and grind and grovel, in my home a windswept hovel, in an ocean truly awful, on a barren spire of stone. To this outcast ocean planet, nothing here but sea and stone, I was sent to work alone. I recall the young idealist who unwound the double helix, then received the Empire's edicts, make for us a living drone. While he dreamt of fashioning genomes, toiled to join the scientist phenomes, poisoned by imperial venoms, all his dreams were overthrown. When they stole away my family, my desires were overthrown. Far too late to now disown. When she calls, I can't ignore her. In my mind, I do implore her, begging of my long-lost Nora, leave me to my fate unknown. Then, in silence, if she leaves me, I am nonetheless uneasy, for the legacy bequeathed me and the fiendish craft I hone. Haunted by the unborn victims of the twisted craft I hone, forge a slave of blood and bone. Out amongst the ocean's bleakness, one long evening I was sleepless. All at once I'm startled speechless by a sudden nearby groan. Yes, excuse me? I envisage someone from the nearby village to distract me with their visit. Can't a man be left alone? Where there should be answer, there is silence. I am quite alone, with no heartbeat but my own. I remember how I longed to have the will that once belonged to someone lost and someone strong whose metal used to dwarf my own. Foggy memories restore her, conjuring a dawning horror. Gripped with fear, I whisper, Nora, in a shaky undertone. Deep within the terror, hid a darkly hopeful undertone. Silence. I am quite alone. Up I leap from off my bed to shake this ghost from out my head to settle firmly. I should get more sleep. This is no ghostly moan. Stop. These thoughts and fears are facile, though my traitorous gaze did travel one brief moment to the capsule over which a sheet I'd thrown. To the tall, foreboding capsule over which a sheet I'd thrown. Then again, there came the groan. Panic crept from toe to temple. This must be some temperamental bracket steel or creaking cable. My disquietude had grown. In my psyche lurked the image, the familiar phantom visage, waiting, watching from behind the mantle of the grim unknown, stood behind the veil of death. A terror I had never known. Was it hers I would be shown? As I wrenched aside the curtain, I'll admit I was uncertain, but my fears of facing Nora's aspect there were overblown. After all, the bluff and bluster waiting there was nothing but the mercifully foreign aspect of the still and lifeless clone. Not a specter of my wife, then? Just another failed clone. Then again, there came the groan. Startled nigh to take off running, I hear that familiar humming. I had left the console running, feeding power to the clone. Ah, I cried, a reflex spasm. Every nervous system has 'em. Now I see there's no phantasm here, and I am quite alone. I should think to shut it down next time, so I am left alone to the silence of my home.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Having closed the main computer, shaken from my fearful stupor, I was somewhat disappointed I would hear no further groan. Just another case log squandered. Once again, no soul was conjured. I was left to ponder. Was it worse that I was on my own? Was the dread of triumph worse than being trapped here on my own? Frightful was the thought alone. Stirring from this grim disturbance, still I felt some dour observance. Slowly turned I, tense and nervous, back to face the dormant clone. There, a twitch, a sudden motion. Had her eyes begun to open? From within such strong emotion, voice, as no mere corpse was prone. Ice consumed me as she spoke the basal words that struck me prone. Simply, you are not alone. Now, creator, she did mutter, now I'm living. Can I suffer? Should I render unto others the example I've been shown? Oh, this ghost so resonantly did announce so eloquently with such abject discontent the inner thoughts I had not shown. So I bargained. This is but some sleepless vision I've been shown, not some psychic haunted clone. Though unearthly semblance filled her, something struck me as familiar. Recollections of some conversation, aped in monotone, that had bore these words before her. Late nights, pondering with Nora scientific ethics. This is but a memory I'm now shown. Trying to inoculate myself against what I was shown, that my wits could not condone. My creation was not sated. In my mind, she was translated. After images conflated, fused, were ghost and wife and clone. Haunting voices now did dare me. Do you think I judge unfairly? All the pain you could have spared me had you left me well alone? Had you had the backbone just to leave this project well alone? Servant to the Empire's throne? Can't you see? I pleaded vainly. I have strived to forge humanely evils that, had I not tamed, the Empire would have forged alone. All could see the time was nigh, and had a crueler hand than my hand sequenced artificial life, the power would be all their own. She replies, Are you so certain they'd have done this on their own? This, I know, could not be known. Overwrought by spectral verdict and with judgment overburdened, I did crumble, bleak and fervent, clawing, pleading to atone. Then, as quick as it had come, the errant, haunting, swift, was done. The countenance before me now was of the frightened, newborn clone. Would I rather she have died than lived, this quick and conscious clone? Too far gone to now discern. Soon did come the dreadful hour, and my research they did scour, bolstered their collective power, made the universe their own. I did wish so unabatedly that I had not created life. I pled the germinated seeds of pain had not been sown, that I had not populated hell with countless corpses sown o'er some blighted combat zone. I still look on what I started. To this day I'm broken-hearted. As a trillion souls are harnessed for the Empire's smoking gun. Though I'm gone, I leave them with it. They possess her boundless spirit. Only their bespoke resilience lets me live with what I've done. Threaded through the Empire's fabric, they will see it seems undone. By the end, I pray they've won.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.